The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
With me this morning.
You sure you don't mind, Mum?
No, I love having him. I only wish I had time having him a lot more.
My gran will pick him up when she's finished.
How's the other Neville, then?
Oh, he makes me sick, way he's behaving.
In what way, Duck?
He's up half the night writing letters and goodness knows what else. Doesn't seem need any sleep, and he keeps me awake crashing about.
Well, then pills he had should be making him sleep. Is he taking them?
How should I know? He says he is. Then he's wandering off all day, walking miles, he says.
Well, that's good.
Heaven knows where he goes. I can't get through to him. You talk about banging your head against a brick wall. I wouldn't be surprised if he were just putting this on and out of baby minding.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. It's more than that.
I begin wonder, Mum. I really do. He never wanted me go work, and it all started from then.
Neville's ill. He's had a bit of a breakdown. Dr. Redmond said...
Oh, Dr. Redmond. He's only going on what Nev told him. He's got a very strong imagination, as my husband, and he can make up any number of stories if it helps him get what he wants.
No, Duck, you're wrong there. He really is ill.
You're not convinced me. You don't have to live with him. You should see him. He's got more energy than two band weightlifters put together. He's never tired. He wears me out.
Well, them pills should be making him more relaxed than that. Are you sure he's taking them?
I've told you. How do I know? I can't be looking over his shoulder 24 hours a day. I half believe what he tells me, and he tells me what he feels like. Honestly, ma'am, where he's going on, it's enough to push me into the arms of another man.
There isn't another man, is there?
No, of course not. Where do I go where I could meet another man? House, toddlers group, Brindley pots. Crawling with dark, handsome strangers they are.
Well, that's all right, then.
Is it? I'm not married to Nev, remember? And where things are, if there were another man, I should be considering my options. I've just about had enough.
She were hardly a bird in a gilded cage.
You sound happy this morning, Jed. Didn't I know your generation knew them songs.
Oh, you'd be surprised what my generation knows, Dad.
Less of the Dad, if you don't mind. Hey, you're in early. I mean, give or take half an hour, you're almost on time.
Gaffer's prerogative, coming in late.
Oh, aye. Now, I didn't know what you were planning on doing next, so I've started checking these light fittings.
Oh, that'll do. It's on the list.
You've not been round to the other job, then?
Oh, I finished there yesterday. I could have spun it out, but it was getting a bit strenuous and, well, my heart wasn't in it.
You're never losing interest in birds.
Ooh, heckers like. But I met this other bird now, more up my street. She's a right belter.
So you're devoting all your attention to her, then?
Yeah. Ooh, she's hard nut to crack and I haven't got much time. Off on another job as soon as this one's finished.
What? You mean eye to time, like?
Oh, yeah, you could say that. Too far to come home every night to lay a bird, any road.
Coming down to more mundane topics, have you been in Adaluca, that old disport I were telling you about?
Now, what were that, Ray? I forget.
Forget? You wouldn't forget it, you'd seen it. I've never seen out in a worse state in all my born days. Well, they must have kept adding another light here, another socket there, all without thinking. And they must have been doing it for donkey's years. Talk about overloaded.
Well, I'll go and look at it sometime.
Ah, if you take my advice, you'll go and have a look at it now. See, what it needs is replacing with a more modern disboard, a circuit breaker.
Well, that's going to cost, get one of them. It's not in my contract.
Well, you must have costed this job out. I'm surprised you never found it.
Where'd you say it was?
Down them stairs at the end there. Turn right, turn left, down at the end of the corridor, a musty old stockroom, a fire risk if ever I saw one.
Oh, I should have to negotiate extra payment, put a new board in.
Then get negotiating, because I tell you, it better be done or I shall answer for the consequences.
Yeah, I'll go and see old Critchlow now.
Oh, I do that.
And while I'm off, I might go and shut up that bird I was telling you about.
Oh, she works at Brindley Potts, then?
Yeah, that's how I met her.
Well, as long as it ain't a mar lady.
Ah, come in, Mrs. Goldclough. Long time no see.
Morning, Dr. Redmond. Thanks for fitting me in at such short notice.
Oh, we've got to give special treatment to old colleagues.
Yes. Well, anyway, I've not come about myself, and strictly speaking, I suppose I shouldn't have come at all. But I hope you'll stretch a point.
Go on.
It's about Neville Binns, my son-in-law, as should be, about his breakdown.
You know that professionally I can't discuss my patients with anybody else.
Yes, I do know that. It's just... Cheryl doesn't seem to realise how ill he is, and In my opinion, he's getting worse. He says he's taking his pills, but I don't think he is. I just wanted to put you on the alert for next time you see him.
Well, as I say, I can't discuss... But I'll certainly bear it in mind. Check it out.
I don't want to interfere, but it's difficult with a mental illness. People don't always know what's best for themselves. Perhaps don't always tell you the truth.
Oh, I find that applies to any kind of illness. In fact, if people did know what was best for them, how many people would smoke or drink or eat the wrong kind of food?
Oh, I suppose so. Well, thank you for listening, anyhow. I won't take up any more of your time.
Oh, I've finished for the morning. No hurry. How are you keeping?
Fine, thanks.
Enjoying your new job? What was it now?
Yes, that's all right. I'd best be off. I'm due there now.
Only there's some money coming available to train more practice nurses. And I thought, well, you used to be quite keen on that job. And you've got qualifications already, as I remember. You shouldn't have any difficulty being accepted. Would you be interested?
How's my favourite bit of stuff then, eh?
I'm not your bit of stuff, thank you very much, Jed Cartledge.
No, not yet, but I'm still hoping.
I'm not interested in any man who thinks of women as bits of stuff.
Well, sorry, just a manner of speaking.
Just a manner of thinking, more like.
Oh, come on, give a guy a break.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Well, how can I? Every bone in my body's telling me to put my arms around you and give you a kiss.
A bit of self-control might come in handy.
Self-control? Haven't I shown self-control? I mean, how long is it now I've been chatting you up?
Oh, there you go again. Chatting me up. What sort of talk is that?
Well, what should I say then?
Well, how about establishing a relationship?
Oh, come off it.
And if you want, no, it's 7 days.
Ah, you did notice then. Come on, admit it, you've been counting the hours.
No, I have not.
Oh, yes, you have. Love at first sight. Go on, admit it. You fell for me arse over tip, just like I did for you.
I'm not admitting anything. But if you are talking love as opposed to sex, I am more prepared to listen.
Who mentioned love?
You did, Sonny boy, just now. Love at first sight, you said.
Well, that was only a manner of speaking.
Well, in that case, you can take your hormones and your manners of speaking somewhere else. I've got a job due.
No, Cheryl, no, don't go. Oh, look, I ain't got much time. I'm finished here next week. I might not see you again.
Off down China, are you?
Oh, near enough. Look, we can't talk here. Come out with me. Have a quiet drink together, eh? What about tonight?
I have got a home go-to and a kid. Remember?
Well, when then? Tomorrow night?
Not any night. I'm fully booked.
Weekend?
No.
Well, before you come to work?
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, after work then. What about after work?
Oh, well...
Well, straight after work. I'll be waiting for you in my red souped up Sierra. What'd you say?
Just for half an hour then. And no funny business.
As if I would.
What the hell's that?
Good afternoon, Mr. Binns.
Dr. Redmond.
I had a call in this area, and as I was passing, I thought I'd just pop by and see how you are.
You better come in, then.
Thanks.
Coffee. Kettle just boiled.
Oh, no, thanks. I've had one fairly recently.
We do have clean cups.
I don't doubt it.
Sit down. Well, that's if you don't mind subjecting your new suit to young Nevy's jammy finger marks.
Thanks. Ah... Well, how are we feeling now?
We're fine. All of us.
No after effects from that blow to the head?
Blow to the head?
I understood Mrs. Nerjay's husband was violent. He said he hit you.
Oh, that was all a mistake. That business with the squatter. Overreacted, see?
Oh, I think it was more than that. You were showing definite signs of stress. Let me feel your pulse.
That's just a bit of a shock when she went back to her husband. When he was thrashing her all the time. After all I'd done for her.
Oh, it's not unusual for battered wives to go back to their husbands. It has to be their own choice.
She's probably beating her up this very minute.
Ah, that's not your problem, though.
If I listen hard, I can hear her screaming. That's amazing, that. I can actually hear her.
Yes. How are you sleeping?
I don't seem to need much sleep. I tell you, I'm fine. Never felt better. I'm full of energy. It's a good job, too, because there's lots to do.
How about meals? Are you eating well?
Fine. Look, now you're here, you can sign me a petition. It's about the boarded-up houses on Lowmore.
For instance, what did you eat yesterday?
Yesterday? A sandwich, I suppose. I've got a copy here somewhere.
I've been half expecting to see you at the surgery. You must be needing another prescription by now.
I left a copy at the centre. Another at the pub and another at the shop. Oh, they're all over the place. I want at least 1,000 signatures. You see, they've got to do something.
Are you taking your pills regularly?
Everybody's always asking me that. Treating me like a child. Won't let me look after little Nevy and always on about me pills.
Perhaps if I could see the bottle.
What bottle? I added some in that petition. That's probably upstairs. No, I won't be at table.
No, Neville, stay here. I don't want to see your petition yet. Just a minute. Are these your pills?
What? Where'd you get that bottle?
On the mantelpiece. It was there on the mantelpiece.
That's not my pills. That's Gerald's. Gerald's pills.
The bottle has your name on it. And a considerable number of pills still inside. These are what I prescribed for you 2 weeks ago. They should all be gone by now. You've not been taking them, have you?
They don't do any good. They give me nightmares. And they make me feel tired all the time.
Well, you shouldn't have nightmares. But you should feel tired. They're sedatives. They're meant to calm you down, get you some sleep.
But I need to be awake. There's such a lot to do. I'm getting up a petition to help the homeless, did I tell you?
Neville, I'm telling you, and listen very hard. You're on the edge of a serious breakdown. If you don't take these pills, you're going to be in real trouble. You might need hospitalization. Now, will you promise to take them?
Wilf, you've really done it. You've set up a no-smoking area.
Ah, the snug and out. That were the worst place for smoke. How's it gone down with regulars?
Oh, better than expected. In fact, it's getting crowded out. I think I might have to extend it. It were reaction to Florrie losing the leg. Met a lot of people think about smoking. There's one or two giving up even. Mind you, I've done an hour long for.
Still, it's a start. Some might stick it.
How is Florrie?
Oh, coming round. She appreciated her flowers. Started blarting when I took them in. Oh, it's a sad sight. Now, there's quite a few would go smoking if they could see what he's done for Florrie.
Well, Wilf, you've got a no-smoking area and it's been a success. What you ought to do now...
Don't push your luck, woman.
What you ought to do now is start serving healthier food.
Hey.
Get rid of them pies and cheese butties and have a few salads on offer.
What? I'm no good at salads.
I'll get somebody do them for you.
Oh, well, it's a thought.
Wilf, if you listen to my missus, you'll never know where you'll end up and when it'll stop.
Not a bad price, this, is it?
Ah, it's better than Jolly Potter's any day.
Jed, look at the time. I said only half an hour.
Yeah, well, you didn't mean it, though.
Yes, I did. Oh, how could I have stayed so long?
You were fascinated by my conversation.
What conversation?
Me telling you how beautiful you are.
I don't remember that coming up.
Well, you are. You're beautiful. You've got beautiful eyes, beautiful hair, beautiful skin, and knockout tits.
Oh. You would go and spoil it.
And you're so romantic.
Well, it's more than I can say for you. You're just crude.
No, not just crude. Romantic and crude both together. I'm imaginative on one side and all animal on the other.
You're all animal, full stop. A beast with 10,000 fingers.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to feel them all over you? Now, come on now, you've stayed so long. Stay a bit longer and come home to my place. I'm promising you bliss. Sheer adulterous bliss.
No! I've got go. And I'd be grateful if you'd run me back straight away.
Oh, chill, you don't know what you're passing up. You'll never have another opportunity like it.
Oh, yes. You're off to China. I forgot.
Well, nearly as bad. I've got a job in Saudi, starting week after next.
Oh, I see. You're offering me 1 week's bliss and then you're deserting me.
No, you got me wrong. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, wouldn't you? So where have I got you wrong?
Well, I wouldn't desert you. I want to take you with me. I want to take you with me to Saudi.
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of our serial, The Cold Cloughs, which was devised by Tony Perrin and has been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.